Good morning, Shane. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Annie.
Thank you so much for joining me today, Shane.
It's a pleasure.
Well, let's just get straight into it. So this whole ordeal has been very long going. We've been waiting for this bill to pass for a very long time here, I think over 20 years here in New South Wales. When you saw that the bill finally passed through both houses on Thursday, how did you feel and what were some of the responses from people who are part of Dying with Dignity?
Well, we could hardly believe it, even though we were expecting it. We knew that we had a majority of people in the upper house willing to support the legislation, but we've had disappointments before, so you never know until it actually happens. So it was a dream come true for our campaign. Dying with Dignity has been advocating actually for 50 years. So the 20 years is when the first assisted dying legislation was put to the New South Wales Parliament. But in fact, as an organisation, we go back to the mid-1970s. So it was a feeling of there was a lot of emotion, obviously, thinking about, in my case, my mum who died 10 years ago from brain cancer, but also the other advocates who have been so courageous and used, you know, what was the last sort of months, weeks, and even days of their lives, literally, to campaign for a law that they knew would not come in time for them. And that, you know, so it's hard not to get emotional when you think about those courageous individuals.
Definitely, it has. Thank you for clarifying that. You're right. The 20 year was when the bill was first introduced into the houses, not how long you guys have been advocating since 50 years. That's been a very long time, and it's amazing to hear that everyone was feeling so happy about it finally passing through. So, what are some of the conditions an individual must meet in order to access this new assisted dying?
Yeah, the law that was passed in New South Wales is very similar to the laws that have passed in every other state in Australia. It requires someone to be dying, so within 6 months of their death, or in the case of neurodegenerative diseases such as motor neurone disease or multiple sclerosis, less than 12 months to live, they have to have decision-making capacity. So that and that's through the entire process. So people with dementia, unfortunately, if they develop cancer or another terminal physical illness, if they've already lost capacity, they will not be allowed to access this law. So many safeguards, it's too many to go into now, but mainly, you know, assessed by two doctors. You know, there's waiting periods, there's a permit, there's a voluntary assisted dying review board, there's an option for appealing decisions with the Supreme Court. So very, very safeguarded, like every other law, but so welcome, really. I mean, it will really make a huge difference to anyone, young and old, really, because as we know, terminal illness can affect anyone. And it means that no one will be forced to endure the terrible end stages. If palliative care cannot alleviate their suffering, there will be another choice. And they will work hand in hand. They're not, it's not one or the other. Most people who access voluntary assisted dying in Victoria and WA have already been under the care of palliative care. So we hope to see increased funding for palliative care, which has happened in every other jurisdiction. And we hope that there's enough doctors to make this a reality.
So why do you think it took New South Wales so much longer than other states and territories to pass this legislation? Because we were saying before, we are the last state to pass this law in Australia.
Well, we came very close. We were within one vote in 2017. And, you know, so that was extremely disappointing because I know that there was support in the lower house as well. But we do have, you know, a very conservative parliament. It was conservative back in 2017. It's still the same, if not worse now. I mean, Alex Greenwich, the independent member for Sydney, who was able to make this happen, really did it. It's historic because he was able to get 28 co-sponsors for his legislation. For a bill that wasn't supported by the leader of the government, wasn't supported by the leader of the opposition, not even supported by the new leader of the Nationals, although the Nationals members, all of them in the upper house, supported the legislation. So there's a lot of support within the Nationals with the members that represent their electorates. But the leader actually voted no. So he really did an amazing thing, and it shows how effective an independent who has the respect of his colleagues in a parliament when you work across parties on these important law reforms, that things can be achieved.
So now that the bill has been passed and I guess one of the main goals of assisted dying has been achieved, what is up next for your organisation?
Well, we will continue to exist as an organisation. What's happened in other states is that Dying with Dignity moves from an advocacy platform to providing information and support, because there's still, you know, a lot of people, you'd think that everybody would know about this law, but, you know, we're focused on it. I've obviously focused on it for 10 years, but the general public, if they weren't watching the news on Thursday night, it's possible that they don't even know, you know, that they're out in the community and they won't know. So we will provide, education, support and that sort of thing, not an official sort of government level, but just as a not-for-profit charity. We've always been concerned about all end-of-life situations. And as I said, this law is quite narrow, so that there are people who will die of other means, and we still care about making the most dignified, you know, providing compassion and dignity to everyone. So we promote advanced care directives and recommend that people appoint enduring guardians as they get older, so that if they need, health decisions to be made once they lose capacity, that their end of life experience is as good as it can be. We'll still have work to do.
That sounds fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Shane, for having a chat with us today.
Thanks, Annie.